This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have been hurt. Cop cars damaged in Charlotte. They go wild to protest after a police shooting. Most of the crowd pretty peaceful, so it's sad. A few rambunctious idiots had to ruin it for everybody else, and it led to tear gas and what usually happens when there are a few that are out of control in a crowd. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We start here, and this was in protest earlier in the day is what started. There was a black man who was shot and killed by another officer earlier in the day. He was a black officer, by the way. So police had to use tear gas and flashbangs to get rid of the crowd. They said there was a lot of agitators, so they didn't want to do this. This is what they have to do. Their mayor of Charlotte said she was trying to work with the manager and chief and the officer involved in the shooting. They're reaching out to the community to ask for a calm. This was very, very close to the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. And the officers, I guess, were searching for a suspect with an outstanding warrant on Tuesday afternoon at the Village at College Downs when they saw a person, not the suspect they were looking for, inside a car at the apartment complex. He left the car armed with a firearm, then got back in. When they approached the car, he got out of the car with the gun again. The officers considered him to be a deadly threat to the officers who fired their weapons, hitting him. So that's how they responded. And then the rest is history, like I said. Another thing that's been crazy on the day, if we jump to the campaign trail, is Skittles. Don Jr. comparing Skittles to Syrian refugees and saying, if you had a bowl of Skittles and you knew in that bowl of Skittles three were poisonous, what would you do, basically? Would you eat those Skittles? Trying to compare that to the situation of letting in all these refugees and thinking that one of them, some of them, could be terrorists. And, of course, the Twittersphere exploded, and there was massive reaction to that, including from the Mars company that produces Twitters, and they apologized for any analogy comparing Skittles to Syrian refugees. So how about that? George W. Bush also blew up the Twittersphere when it was reported that he says he's going to vote for Clinton. He says he may have made up his mind about who's going to get his vote in November. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend saw the president on Monday and was told he would vote for a Democratic presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton. Wow. There was a Facebook post by Townsend where she's shaking his hand, and the caption says, the president told me he's voting for Hillary. When he said that, I guess he didn't realize what was going to happen there. He's 92. Do you believe it? 92 years old. Don't forget, at the tail end of this hour, you, and yeah, that other guy in the back, you have a chance to nail the score. And how do you nail the score? The game of the week is chosen by our fabulous computer. Once it's picked, you call in. It's like circling bingo numbers. You just say who you think is going to win, what the final score is going to be. And eventually, I think somebody will win. I do. I think we're going to have a winner. Let's go out to Grim here at the top. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. There's an awful lot to talk about, ain't there?
Yeah, I think the Skittles thing and the George H.W. Bush, Herbert Walker, was huge. I mean, he's 92 years old. He was talking to Kennedy.
Well, to me, the cops are huge now.
Oh, yeah, and the cops, too, which is what I started with. And the fact that that exploded in Charlotte, they calmed everybody down. That's the good news. But, boy, oh, boy, what is happening? And then in Tulsa, there was a similar situation, not cops being, attacked, but there was another shooting, and there's the argument of whether they were armed, were they reaching for a firearm, the person in the car, et cetera, and, this is continues to happen.
Man. Well, then you got, let go of my bacterialized ego, and then you got
listeria.
The pit to the mud hole.
Yeah, how about that? Just so they're like regular people, they get divorced. Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, you got all this other stuff going on, too. But,
mm-hmm.
Now, Kate, I'll try and finish up what I started last night. Of course, you know, I started trying to point out what wisdom was biblically, you know, as being able to recognize the difference. And then I went on to talk about how we were going to look at the differences between Democrat and Republic and explain the definitions that, you know, one, what's popular, and the other is, you know, what's traditional works, you know, cause due to the definition. But I know I was cut off. I can't hear too good on this phone from you, but I guess it's all the lightning strikes I've had and the phones I've lost. But,
wow.
You know, I know I was cut off just about where it said I had this concise dictionary of American history, which, you know, I suggest is a book you ought to put in your library.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyhow, in it, there was a brigadier general of the Continental Army, and he had fought gallantly for the American cause. Yet he began to open up correspondence with the British due to several motives. And two of the major motives that I recognized in reading it is that he had an irritation at the repeated slights by Congress. The way Congress was disrespecting him is basically what slights means, and his need for money. And as he was willing to kneel before a king and pledge his oath to a tyrant, he had a name that became almost synonymous with someone else here recently famous. Benedict Arnold. But if you don't understand that, because tonight on Levin I listened to a lot of Brown University students that said, you know, all the Constitution's outdated, you know, it's not keeping up with what's happening nowadays. They need to research and do a research paper, if you ask me, because they're way off base. But for them, or for the la-las out there, I want to use a popular quote made by two famous actors, Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner. The need of the many outweigh the need of the few or the one. You can add in the need of a republic for the many outweighs the need of the popular for the few. Or the popular need of the Democrat few, or specifically, the Kaepernick one.
Kaepernick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kaepernick's got his constitutional right. Wrong venue, because he's infringing upon my right. And that's where the Constitution is effective. Because, to me, he's destroying the young, athletic minds coming up. And nowhere in any game books that go back did any of the actual creators of the rules of the games, baseball, football, basketball, did they think they'd have to put in there that you need to stand and put your hand on your heart?
Yeah, and there's been, I mean, the protests now have spread certainly to other teams, and there's been a lot of reaction to that, without a doubt. Thanks, Grim, for that. Many of you have chimed in our mailbag, and we'll get to that coming up a little bit later this hour. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
In New York and what could have happened in New Jersey over this past weekend. As all of you know, I was in New York City for 9/11, so my antenna immediately goes up, but I know yours does too as well. And now they have somebody in custody, charged him, etc. You know that story we've been talking about, Ahmad Khan Ramani, that he was shot on Monday morning by police officers, and luckily he was sleeping in a bar door, and because his face was plastered all over the place, somebody called, in fact, the guy who owned the bar, and they were able to get him in New Jersey. And we know this is a pressure cooker situation again. They've got videotape, just absolutely crazy stuff. Robert Caltabiano joins us now, and he spent many, many years in law enforcement. In fact, the bulk of his career with the Secret Service, where he managed the terrorism task force often. And here we go. But Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Wonderful to be here.
So from when you, and you know this, there's more threats than people would even want to know. People would be scared to walk out the front door if they knew some of what you probably dealt with over the course of your career, right?
I don't know about scared, but I want to flip that and say that people would be proud about what they're doing out there, that maybe not everybody knows every minute, but if you did, you'd really take pride in what law enforcement is doing.
Yes, and I agree with that, knowing a lot of FBI guys, and I know some Secret Service people too as well, and Homeland Security, if you want to throw that into the mix. So what was your reaction when you heard about Ramani and the situation with him? That, again, something to be proud of, because there was swift action. His face was all over the place, and then, look, somebody saw, and they were able to get him?
Well, my, you know, obviously, like a lot of Americans, I think my first reaction was anger that, you know, this is happening again. And then, you know, looking and really rejoicing about our law enforcement system, because it works. You know, we have the best of the best out there. And so first thing, you know, as an individual, anger, saying, again, why is this happening, you know, and, you know, happening to us in the country of the free. But then on the other hand, changing it and then looking at the great people out there that are, you know, have done miraculous things within the last 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah. So what is it that is going on? It's just a different world and we're seeing more lone wolf terrorists, or what's happening from your point of view?
You know, I know everybody calls them lone wolves. I think a lot of times, you know, if we look at it in a different perspective, copycats, you know, we have the situation in Minneapolis, you know, ISIS claims, you know, responsibility there. They claim responsibility for everything. It is an information world, so people are out there, you know, wanting to either make a name for themselves or with their disbeliefs and their hatred and doing things in a way that we didn't see 20 years ago. But we're getting better each and every day. I think really law enforcement, our military, you know, in our country here since 9/11, and you were there, I was in the area the same also, we're getting better at dealing with this. The unfortunate thing is that, you know, we really shouldn't have to deal with this.
Yes, we really shouldn't have to deal with this. From the point of view of, and this is a ridiculous comment, because how do you shut it down? It's more just about, as you mentioned, people would be proud if they knew what was happening on these task forces. When you worked on your task force, what did you look for? What were you trying to, how were you trying to stop a terrorist in their tracks or a potential situation?
I think anybody in the intelligence community, they're only as good as the information that they're receiving. And that comes from a lot of it, believe it or not, average everyday people. And so, you know, when I would sit down in briefings with our people, you know, what is going on? It's day-to-day things. You know, if you see something and it kind of looks funny or it smells and you don't do anything about it, I got to say why. Because if you really use your gut instinct, which we got to start using again, because we know what is right, and we really instinctively know that. And unfortunately, I think that people move too fast sometimes to get on with their lives and don't stop and say, "Hey, wait a minute, what is that?" You know, the case in point, the lady the other day taking the picture of the pressure cooker, I believe, was on what, 27th Street.
Yeah.
And, you know, she put her life on the line, but she thought there was something wrong with this. And obviously, you know, it was. But she took that picture and then notified the police about it. And then the, you know, the homeless individuals that, you know, they're lucky that they're alive that actually picked up the device, but then they did something. They notified police again. And it's that information that really can help one another when you know, when we really need it.
Yeah, so just keep your eyes open, not be paranoid, not enjoy your life, but just look around and trust your gut when you see something. I completely agree with that. From your years in the Secret Service and, you know, again, working in this global security operations too, because I'll call it that, I'll umbrella at that, do you think that there starting to be more cooperation? I heard from a buddy that there is, that there's more cooperation than what was reported back in 9/11 between agencies.
I think we see that across the board. And, you know, to me, we're a country that continuously learns. And so, as you know, go back 15 years ago, you know, a lot of people, we just didn't communicate. You know, that was the culture back then. Everybody, you know, basically stayed in their own line. Now we have, you know, cross communications at times, but there was no really need for it. You know, everybody was an expert at what they did. And now, there is that need. I think it was always there, but unfortunately it took a really bad situation, a horrible situation, for us to realize this. And so that's what I'm saying, is that we're getting better every day. But I believe government, whether it's local, state, or federal, is only as good as we are, we the people. If we are sitting back and doing nothing, what do you think the expectation then should be on our government? And
yeah.
So we need to be able to, you know, to feed, you know, feed ourselves and to take care of ourselves in a way of, hey, if you see something, don't just say something, but do something.
Oh, I like that. Do something. Absolutely. When you were with the Secret Service, what was the coolest thing you got to do?
I think, you know, I tell people I was like a kid in a candy store in the fact that I love history. And, you know, it is not easy running for president. We have two people that, you know, it is not easy. And it's a lot of work. It's the hardest job in the world outside, I think, of being a parent. And, But being around these people, I just could not help but learn just the mannerisms, maybe, who they are, or what sometimes they're thinking, or how they act. And, you know, you take pride into the fact that in the Secret Service, we protected the office of the presidency or the vice president or the former presidents or first ladies. And at the end of the day, they're people just like you and I. You know, they, you know, get colds. They have headaches. They also laugh and cry at the same time. And we don't see that very often anymore. I think we view them very differently. And, but I want to tell everybody, it was a fantastic life and something that a kid from upstate New York would have never dreamed of doing, or going places that he never dreamed of going. And to represent our country was a gift of a lifetime.
Yeah, and doing on the, you know, working on the campaign, if you were there on the campaign trail, was there a president that you stuck with, that you were part of their detail, or no?
Not to get into the nitty-gritty, but it depended. We do rotations, and on a campaign trail, I was out with quite a few of them. I worked with 7 presidents. And,
wow.
Many people that, you know, ran for president. And it was, you know, the main thing is, I think we went out and saw the American people. You know, we saw everybody and anybody, all walks of life throughout this country. And it just made me really be so proud of who we are. And it's because of the people behind it. You know, we really do have some, I mean, our country is just wonderful. We're blessed. And we just need to get out to see that more often. And traveling around the country, in the campaign trails allows you to see that and to feel it amongst our people.
Oh boy, I bet. So I guarantee that you've watched this movie several times. How accurate was In the Line of Fire?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
I love movies. So Clint Eastwood is a hero of mine. I watch all his movies. There's bits and pieces behind it. You know, things change. I think, you know, tactics change as we went across in time. You know, that was done in the early 90s.
Yeah.
What they did back then, we wouldn't be probably doing today, because the presidency's changed, because the world has changed. You know, I think we learned when the attempt on President Reagan's life, back in 1981, the Secret Service had to readjust how it did business. And they're constantly doing it. And what happens today, if you and I speak in a year from now, probably things will change.
Yeah, absolutely. Robert Caltabiano, thank you so much for coming on, talking about this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I know we were so long ago, but you never asked me to forget about you. 'Cause you know if you ask me for anything, you'll get it right.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of 1 per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Yes, we do, and a lot of this mail trickled in earlier in the day. You are all on top of it. So let's head to the mail with a big reminder that coming up in our next segment, the game of the week in the NFL, chosen by our computer, you call and tell us who you think is going to win, what you think the final score is going to be. How about this from Dell? Listening to us in the great state of Tennessee. Hey, Miss Kate, a lot of us listen to you in Tennessee, just so you know. And I have to tell you, I'm in Jasper, and we just got your show, and you are spreading like wildfire. Thanks. We gave a big shout-out to the affiliate the other day. I didn't realize it had already started. I thought it was starting next week, but sweet. I love it. So Dell says, I cannot believe these idiots at Wells Fargo. It's ridiculous what goes on in our banking system or with the people who are running these banks. The scandal at Wells Fargo showing that they set up these phony accounts and then trying to backpedal in front of Congress, which who cares about Congress? It seems like they let everybody get away with whatever's convenient. But I think it's outrageous that they signed up customers for 2 million new accounts that they didn't know about and then built the money out of them. Yeah, how about that? It's a San Francisco-based company. So that's exactly, Dell, you're exactly right. It was $185 million. That was the amount that they've been fined. And they, I mean, it's, I shouldn't say it's shocking. It's not shocking. It's just that every time you turn around, there's some other crazy thing that's happening. You know, what is Wells Fargo thinking? I mean, we just went through that. Remember the, of course, I don't have to tell you, the financial crisis, 2008, 2009, what it was like. And Wells Fargo apparently has racked up numerous fines because why? They're settling complaints for claiming federal insurance on defaulted housing loans. That's one thing. And then this latest phony customer thing and the money that was bilked out there. I mean, just ridiculous. And then, I mean, the scam is, I don't know, it just seems to be the tipping point with banks. I don't get it. I mean, I don't. You would think, okay, woo. Slap on the hand, get away with it, bank's too big to fail, and now we're back in the same situation. So, yeah, absolutely, I agree. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Big Al in Indy. Big Al in Indy says, Kate, I cannot understand what's going on in this country. Why can't we have a dialogue? And why can't the dialogue be honest and open? Why can't all races have a conversation? Do we have to have town halls? Yeah, if that's what it takes. I don't really, really, honestly get what we consistently are tuning into, like what's now happened in Charlotte, in Tulsa. Every week there's some other shooting, some other protest, and some dash cam footage that shows an unarmed black man being fatally shot. And I cannot imagine having the job of being a police chief in any of these departments across the United States. Sometimes it's false accusations, sometimes it's following procedure, and who knows what's in between. I mean, I like the way you say that, because you can't blanket statement this, and that's the problem. But racial tensions are certainly high across the country, because now we have another officer involved, you know, a couple of them shootings. The shooting death of an unarmed black man, Terrence Crutcher, Friday night in Tulsa, that's when that happened, was big on Monday because the video footage showed what the encounter looked like, and it was all over social media. And then you had the situation in Charlotte where, by the way, you had a black officer that shot the perpetrator, the person they were after, I'll say. And then that led to protests in the evening and tear gas and 12 officers hurt and cars damaged, and that's not good. Of course it's not good, right? So now you got agitators, you got people taking advantage of the situation, which is wrong, but trying to separate that all out. Yeah, it's insanity. And it does, I guess that's, I don't guess. If I were the mayor, so scratch that, there's no guessing. There's enough outrage to go around, and I'll say it again, I don't like broad brush strokes because all these situations are different, and that's the problem. But if I'm a mayor of a city, I'll tell you what, I'm doing what I can to have those dialogues. I'm doing what I can to have town hall meetings, whatever it takes. If I see that this fire has been lit, and I'm worried, frankly, about the cops, I'm worried about innocent people getting caught in between this too, people in communities. And we saw in Dallas, frankly, because our satellite facility and where I am is very near to the city, they were actually doing a really good job of that. The police department had done a fabulous job of having conversations, and then look what happened. All right, so we move on to this one from Joseph listening to us in Florida. Kate, Donald Trump Jr., what is he trying to do? Skittle his father to death? What an idiot. Now, I'm voting for Trump because I could not vote for Hillary. I'm not crazy about Trump, but with all her shenanigans with the server, with the emails, with Benghazi, you name it, it just seems to me that they can never, ever tell the truth. And not that I think Donald Trump is going to be so incredibly fabulous, but what is his son doing? Why start a controversy? Why make those comments about Syria and compare them to Gandhi? He didn't have to do that, so of course there's blowback on that, and he makes his father look like a bigoted idiot. I think the Trump kids should be seen but not heard in that sense of the word. Yeah, it's too late for that. Nope. Chelsea Clinton's out there. The Trump kids are out there. Not happening. The thing is, Donald Trump says, and he was asked again with the refugees, if he were president, he said, nope, no one's getting in. No one's getting in. So here's what's happened. We have some of these Syrian refugees, and of course, lots of innocent people, sad little kids. I saw a story. I actually saw the nightly news. I watched a regular nightly news. David Muir is the anchor, and it was ABC. And he followed this family, this Syrian refugee family. The father was in the grandfather or father of the family was in the United States legally and all that. So they came over and they did escape, you know, utter hell. There's no question. Had their papers in order, all that stuff, came over. And they have a little girl, and it was cute. They showed her going into first grade, and the kids were excited, and they talked to her, and they asked about Afghanistan, and now she's in this new school and really getting her English up, and they followed their whole plight. But this was before the controversy happened. This was a year ago. So now there's all these questions about shutting it down, not letting people in, and of course, some of that was started because of the fact that you had those problems in England and you had people that were Syrians that were, you know, refugees. There was a refugee involved, and that sparked controversy about, see, look what happens. They let somebody in and look what he does, and that can happen here. And there were a lot of governors saying, we're not taking the Syrian refugees. And then there was a question of how they vet them. So, you know, there's a problem. And his analogy just was a stupid analogy. Wrigley, I thought it was Mars. Wrigley, the parent company of Skittles, said, Skittles are candy, refugees are people. We don't feel it's an appropriate analogy. We will respectfully refrain from further commentaries. Anything we say could be misinterpreted as marketing, but that's what the candy company even said. So it just led to this, it just led to this whole thing. Moving on to another one, this one from Wally, listening to us in the great state of Texas. Kate, first time I've sent an email to you. I have to tell you, I really, really enjoy the show. And I like it when you talk about politics, but I also like it when you talk about sports. And I'm wondering if you think the Dallas Cowboys are going to be any good. Oh. Well, that's an interesting question. Obviously, you're a Cowboy fan. Dak Prescott is the real deal. Filling in for Tony Romo with the broken bone in his back. Had a fantastic game last time out. And he really did the first game that they lost to the Giants, but they beat the Redskins. And he made things happen, including scrambling for a touchdown. So the Cowboys have a couple of really interesting... The Cowboys have a couple of really interesting, I think, bright spots to look forward to, and Dak Prescott is certainly one of them. It's like looking at Carson Wentz, who was moved up, you know, taken second in the draft. The Eagles moved up to get him in the draft, you know, trading picks with Cleveland, and boy, is he looking great. Is he looking excellent? But Dak Prescott was in the fourth round. He was chosen in the fourth round. So my answer is the Cowboys with him are exciting to watch. On that note, coming up, nail the score around the bend right here on America Tonight.
America. Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. It is time for another edition of Nail the Score here on America Tonight. You know how this works. Or maybe you don't. If you just tuned in and you're like, what is she talking about? You can win bragging rights and fabulous prizes if you correctly nail the score. It has to be exact. So we'll figure out what the game of the week is with our supercomputer here in a second. And once we announce the game of the week, then you call in. Here's the number, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And tell me what you think the final score is going to be and who you think wins the game. So you got to pick a side. It's like circling lottery numbers. I like to compare it to that because that's what you're doing. You're circling lottery numbers and you just tell me a guess. Well, a team, and then giving me the numbers. And trust me, it can be anything. If you looked at last week what the finals were, it was crazy. Lopsided games, low-scoring games, blowout games. So there's no rule as to what the score can be. Who knows? And nobody won Nail the Score last time around. So on that note, Daniel luckily is very strong, and he's capable of hitting that computer. So go for it, Daniel. Wow. Okay, so the game of the week is the Steelers and the Eagles at the Link in Philadelphia. This is an interesting one because it's a battle in Pennsylvania, but really I don't think it doesn't feel like that as somebody who grew up in that area. It's more about that the Steelers are so good and the Eagles are both are so good too, or good up to this point, a couple of games in, they're both 2-0. And it'll be interesting to watch what happens, like with D'Angelo Williams rushing for the Steelers, and what happens with Carson Wentz, and can he continue the poise that he's been showing and find his man Jordan Matthews to catch those balls that he tries to heave downfield. He has like a cannon of an arm, crazy. North Dakota State player, I should say. And just amazing. So anyway, the number 855-266-5283. I will give you my guess. I think that the Philadelphia Eagles win this. And I think the final score will be... Ooh, it's such a hard game for me. After watching what they did the other night, I'm going to say Philly wins it. But I think the final score is going to be a lot closer. I'm going to say that the final score is going to be 29-24 Eagles. I think the Eagles keeping those turnovers down, finding the right openings. I think they'll win it. What do you think? We're going to find out here in just a second. Oh, and by the way, Daniel, I know you're a huge football fan, so you know, we need to have your guess. Do you have a guess? Who do you think? Eagles, do they win this? Or do the Steelers win it?
I'm gonna go for the Eagles.
Yay! And what's the score? Anything. You can make it any numbers. It doesn't matter.
I'll do 21-17.
21-17, Eagles. All right. I knew I liked Daniel even more every single time he jumps on with us. Okay, let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon, I love it. You're calling us live. What do you think? Who do you like here, the Eagles or Pittsburgh?
Actually, neither one, but I'm going to go Steelers.
Steelers.
27-24.
27. Ooh, you think it's going to be close, too. So Steelers beat my Philadelphia Eagles. You used to be my favorite person in Maine. Now I'm going to say you're on shaky ground. Yeah, shaky ground. Okay. No, that's fine. I think the Steelers is a good guess. This is going to be a close game. Coin flip.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
Did you get my email a couple hours ago?
I did. Yes, thank you. I got it. Whoops, somehow we missed you there. I did get it. Thank you. Let's go to Pete, who's listening to us in Texas. Pete, what do you think?
I'm going to say 28-19. I'm sorry, Pittsburgh.
28-19, Pittsburgh. Pete, really? All right.
Roethlisberger, he's just consistent.
He is consistent. I think this kid, Carson Wentz, is going to be just like Roethlisberger, but I can't fault your choice and your reason for saying that. Thanks, Pizza. All right, Grim is back. Hello, Grim. What do you think?
I think Pete's pretty close there. I think he might even get it. But well, I kind of do. You know, I like the numbers. But personally, I think Philly's going to win it, and I'm going to say it's going to be 29-28.
29-28, Philly. All right, so you're just like me, 29, you think it's going to be like one of those scores. All right, Grimster, it's going to be fun to watch. It's always fun to watch on... it is. It's just fun. It's fun to watch on Sunday, no question about that. By the way, if you want to throw in, you can too by sending me your guess at DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com or... AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Either one of those will work. Because sometimes the Sometimes we have the email go down at, for, you know, americatonight.net. And I think that part of that is because it just depends on the system, you know, the server, the whatever. And that seems to happen. So if it does, don't panic. We will definitely get you locked and loaded, as they say, and make sure that your guess is in there. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And send me your address if you want some of that One World Way, because, again, I have so much of it. Stephen here is so cool. He gave me a whole bunch. There's, you know, it's good stuff. No strings attached, nothing weird. Just send you some packets of it. Everett is listening to us in the great state of Washington. Hey, Everett.
Yeah, I'd say Steelers 37, Philadelphia 10.
10? Oh,
yeah.
Really? You think they're just going to annihilate them?
They're going to lay an egg.
Well, the kid is good, but, you know, when does he get roughed up? So your prediction would be is a bold prediction, Everett, but it's not impossible for that to happen. And we've seen it happen with other teams. And I think this kid is good, the real deal. Philadelphia desperately wanted him, and they wanted him for a reason, because they, you know, look, everything starts with the quarterback. They knew that, and they knew they needed to get a good quarterback, and I think Sam Bradford, part of the reason that he was so shook up and left town skedaddled, is because he really knew that they wanted to put Carson Wentz in there. I mean, when they moved up in the draft, that pretty much was signaling to him, oh, you're a short time deal here. You're not going to be here for long, and that's why he was so rattled. And now he ultimately, because of what happened with Minnesota, they lose Teddy Bridgewater, they pick up Sam Bradford. Bradford used to be teammates in college with Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, is hurt. But it made sense, and it certainly made sense for them to make that move. But the deal here is talking about Carson Wentz and what he's been able to pull off so far for Philadelphia, given the fact that he's so green. He's a rookie. I mean, and a rookie that was, again, chosen in the fourth round of the draft, and look what he's been able to do. And I think he is the future for that team. But to Everett's conclusion of they could lay an egg, when you're a rookie, there's going to be a game, I would assume, and like every team, where you're going to get rattled. All right, thanks to everybody who participated. If you sent me an email, don't worry, I will get the email in. If you want some One World Way, send me your email, or send me your address, not your email, send me your address, americatonight.net. Thanks, everybody.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.